Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tony Gollan, gee whiz, he got RSI on Saturday training winners. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Sean.
You had a ripper day Saturday. I think you picked up five altogether, didn't you?
Yeah, one at Toowoomba not long after the George Moore, so no, it was a great day for the stable.
Yeah. Oh, now, I Am A Ripper, where would you go to with I Am A Ripper now?
We'll just follow the conventional path of these summer sprinters. You'll go to the 1350 listed in a fortnight, then the buffering, then hopefully on to Magic Mean, say either the Cup or the Cutest Race.
You've had terrific success there. You get Outback Barbie as well. Now, she's really turned her form around. Just seems to be on target now for the Magic Millions series again.
Yeah, it's a confidence booster that she needed, this filly. She just raced without luck a lot of her career since she won her first start, which is nearly a year ago now. So to get the right luck in running on the weekend and get the job done, and when it was a hard day to make up a little bit of ground, was a really good effort and no doubt a huge confidence booster for her.
It's an interesting point you make like that, particularly with babies. As you said, she's raced in the elite company pretty well all the way through. And if they don't get a kill, they often do get a bit, they don't see the fire, do they?
No, they can. They can become a little bit of non-winners. I've never felt that she's like that. I think her efforts always have been to charge to the line. And I must admit, I had a little flutter there at the corner when she popped out and the leader gave a great kick. I thought, oh, no, don't tell me she's not going to run it down. But but she did. And in the end, I know the margin wasn't great. It was actually quite soft in the end. So she's come through the run well. She was as bright under saddle this morning as what she was on Friday morning. So I'm really pleased with the way she's come through it. And I think you can see today that she's a very confident filly for getting that win.
Tony, one thing that must give you a lot of satisfaction, you had Spirit of Boom, of course, and you've got a lot of his progeny, but sometimes you see them come out as two-year-olds and they fly, but they don't come back as three-year-olds. But it looked like his are coming back as three-year-olds.
Yeah, I was never concerned that'd be the case. I mean, him himself was a sharp two-year-old, and it was all a little bit early for him, to be fair. It was just his ability, and he won his Group 1s when he was six, so I was never really concerned. And I feel like Outback Barbie, I trained the mother, who never won her stakes race, I think, until she was about five, so she won a Brobbie handicap when she was a five-year-old or something like that. So, I mean, I was never concerned this filly wouldn't train on to be a better horse. It's just a matter of, oh, like you said, not breaking their spirits early and be able to get them to win races. And she's been able to do that now. She's a stakes place filly, a multiple stakes winner. And it's pleasing to see Progeny Spirit of Boom coming back at three. And I got no doubt that's exactly what they'll do.
The one good thing about him that you must have loved was the fact he fought. He was as tough as nails.
Yeah, he was. He raced in good company nearly all his career. And you know, he was a really grand horse to train. It took him everywhere, and he never bothered him to travel, and he was really tough, and he was an extremely sound horse. He retired a sound horse, and he started a sound horse. So, I mean, I think a lot of his progeny are the same. They're quite good to train and very good-legged horses and always up for the fight.
Now, Tony, I'm looking here at the noms for the two-year-old Classic and the three-year-old Guineas. You've got about five nom for each of them. How many do you think we'll get there?
Oh, realistically, probably only got two. Yeah. Two chances, I think, in the three-year-old race will be Outback Barbie and light up the room. A couple of fillies there. And the two-year-old race, well, I'm not sure yet. There's a little bit of water to go under the bridge there yet, but probably the filly we saw on the weekend, I don't know if there's any sort of that are in work and firing any better than her. I think she ran good behind Toby's horse, and a lot of improvement in her to come.
Light up the room's been terrific. Nice say you think, filly. She's put three together out of five.
Yeah, she's a beautiful filly. The only time she was beaten this prep was when we went forward on her from the awkward gate and she had to carry the 59, not to go. I should have went back on her that day. It was a small field and probably the wrong decision, but she was still a courageous run. She had a couple of weeks out in the water walker and she's back today, and you'll see her on the 29th, and I'm sure you'll see a nice filly race there and then head into that Gold Coast Guineas after that.
The say you thinks, when you look at the, you know, he was a brilliant 2,000 metre horse and raced in a Melbourne Cup, yet a lot of his are sprinting.
Yeah, this filly, I have no problem getting out to a classic distance. I think you'll see her in Oaks in the winter, just with a $2 million carrot. And the hot weather and the firm tracks in the summer, I just felt if I could just keep her to the shorter trip, and while she could be competitive in that trip, then I'd do that. And I think she'd come back and showed that she can sprint well enough if I keep her fresh enough. So the key to her is just keeping her that little bit fresher, hence why the out-of-the-water walker and only the one more run leading into the Magic Millions with her. I think the key is just keeping her fresh enough. But she's certainly a filly I'd be very surprised in the winter if we don't see her out to an Oaks trip.
Right. Tony, just finally, I see news that there look like two new synthetic tracks in Queensland, Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast. What are your thoughts on them?
Oh, look, I think it's great for them venues, particularly for their training services and running barrier trials and whatnot. I'm not sure what the race procedure will be with them. If it's a bit of a Victorian model, we use them at different times of the year when the grass growth isn't strong. I'm not sure what they're planning is there, but I'm sure both centres will be thrilled to have a brand new all-weather at least a training surface and a trialling surface. So I don't know the ins and outs of the racing procedure with it all yet, but I think it's only good for the industry up here as a whole.
And just finally, Eagle Farm tomorrow, they're going to gallop about a dozen horses there. Will you be having any go around on that?
I hope so. We put our horses in last Friday that we'd like to gallop there, and one horse is conducting in stakes races this weekend. So hopefully we get to stretch them out over the track. I'm sure they'll let us know more today what's galloping and what's not, but it'll be good to be out there, and I really hope the track comes through with flying colours.
Have you had a good close look at it yet?
Oh, look, it looks terrific. I mean, it's a different track to look at. Being in Cooch grass, it's quite a short grass. But look, I'm not a track specialist. I just try and stick to the horses and let Mick Goody and Peter Birch and all the guys involved in this track look after the track. And I know they're very optimistic and confident the way it's going. So I've got no reason to question them, that's for sure.
Nah, terrific. Well, let's hope all goes well and we don't have another delay. Good to catch up with you, Tony. Good luck at the Magic Millions too.
Cheers. Thanks very much.